Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Greg Cazares is here. Greg's back. I know. I'm excited, too. He's an engineer and environmentalist. He's spent decades in the energy industry. He's past president of the Virginia Oil and Gas Association, author of The Truth About Hydrofracking, also Learned Leadership. That's another one of his books. And he's just an expert on a number of things, and we're always glad to have him on the show. Greg, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, always good fun to be on your show. You're such a thought leader, and you're so engaging. This is good stuff.
Well, I enjoy having you back on the show, Greg. Thank you for being here. So I was telling the audience what a great time that America is enjoying right now, and that we really ought to, having come out of a decade of a lost debt, what I call a lost decade, I'm pretty sure that I'm the first one to declare 2008 to 2016 a lost decade. I'm pretty sure.
Well, you're a thought leader. That's the first time I've heard that, but you're right.
I've been saying it now for three or four years. I was calling it a lost decade before the decade was over. And now other people have, but the reason I was able to do that is because I'm out here on Main Street. This is where the decade was lost. Now, Wall Street didn't lose a decade. Washington didn't lose a decade. Main Street lost a decade. And so when we got a country now where we have the economy going, people are optimistic, people are working, people are getting raises from small businesses. Small businesses are able to raise their prices. You know how long it's been since small businesses had any pricing power? It's been decades since they had any confidence in pricing power. And now America is energy independent. In fact, we're either are or about to become a net exporter of energy. These are good times for America, aren't they?
They're excellent times, and to your point, excellent times for small business. I know in our region what we're seeing is what we're doing. We're using this abundant energy. People think of it for their heating their homes or running their cars, Jim. But what's really important, we're using this energy, this abundant natural gas and natural gas liquids we have in the Shell Crescent, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, right, to bring in big business. And big business is driving small business because small business is what they need. I mean, it's awesome. And I think what we're seeing here now is a major disruption. We're seeing things that people couldn't even grasp 3 years ago, Jim.
Give us an example of that.
Sure. First major disruption, of course, that was USA becomes Energy Gorilla. That's about 2011. Right. Last year, the big disruption was when Shell Crescent, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, passed Texas in natural gas production, and it's producing 30% of the United States gas.
Wow.
That's huge. But the third disruption, and this is what's so hopeful for small business, because we think of disruptions, we think of, well, what Apple did or what Amazon's doing, and they are. Those are, you know, crazy disruptions and fast. But the group that I consult for, Shell Crescent USA, that went to IHS Market, we did a study looking at the Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and the Gulf Coast, and compare the two for a cracker, which is a plant that makes polyethylene that is eventually turned into products, like the phones we're talking on. Mm-hmm. And we went to the World Petrochemical Conference in March and turned the petrochemical world upside down, because that study by IHS Markit, global firm, said that if you build a major petrochemical plant in Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania, that is the most profitable place on planet Earth. Can you imagine? We talked to executives that whole week, Jim, that had made a multi-billion-dollar decision to build on the Gulf Coast. Mm-hmm. And in so many words,
near the hurricanes.
Hey, yeah. But all of a sudden, these were major. They could not see a small nonprofit out of Marietta, Ohio, showing up in Houston with a major study by a global firm, being on the main stage of that conference, and all of a sudden they didn't know what the heck happened. It's like we didn't know, we didn't see this coming. That's what the power, and that's a small business flipping big business on its top.
Right. Talk about a disruption, and this was. And this was because they were all – see, here's the thing. This and this is a good lesson for people. They were never going to get fired. Those CEOs were never going to get fired building a plant down there where they built them in the golf course in Texas because all their buddies were down there. They were never going to get fired doing that, right? So nobody looked around and said
–
nobody looked around and said, okay, before we spend $1 billion down there, why don't we just go see if anything else is happening anywhere else? Nobody did that. And see, in my opinion, this is where CEOs make their money, or if they don't do these things, they should be fired. And small business owners, you are the same way. You've got to look around and see what else is going on. You've got to ask the question. And the truth is, as fast as things are moving these days, what's coming at you might not be as far away as you think.
John Chambers, CEO, former from Cisco, said, if you don't disrupt fast, you're going to be disrupted.
I
paraphrase what he said, but that's what it's all about. It happens so fast. All of a sudden, you think you're in good shape because you're Walmart and Amazon. Suddenly, you're ordering stuff online, and they're having it to you the next day cheaper. So
there's an old saying in poker. If you're in a poker game and you don't know who the mullet is, you're the mullet. And it's the same thing. If you're in business, folks, if you're the decision maker, it's not a matter of is there anything coming at me that's going to disrupt me. There is. I don't care who you are, Greg. There's something. This great news that you've got for you guys. There's something on the horizon that will disrupt you. The question is, do I know what it is, and have I made a decision how to deal with it? That's the situation. And see, that's where the people that you were talking about who built on the Texas instead of in West Virginia or Pennsylvania, they could have said, we looked at that, but we still decided to go to Texas. Okay, good, guys. Then that's fine. You did the right thing. But if they didn't even know about what you're talking about, that's a bad decision. That's bad management, bad leadership.
I'll tell you something. We spent 45 minutes. Well, it was an hour and 15 minutes, but it took 45 minutes. We spent that much time with the president of one of the five biggest chemical companies on the face of this planet.
Yeah.
And it took 45 minutes for him to grasp what we were telling him. Why Michelle Preston is the best place.
He'd been told a bunch of other stuff that didn't fit the paradigm. All right, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Greg Cassara, 20 after. I'm Jim Lassen. Remember my life.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.